สวัสดีครับ It's fantastic to be here in Bangkok today and see all these amazingly young faces and excited faces. In fact, a little known fact about me is I spent 5 years in Bangkok. In fact, I used to come here for all my vacations. My father worked in Thailand, and so I used to come here. And I got my very first PC in Bangkok when my dad bought it, I think in 1981. It was a Spectrum Z80. He bought it in Singapore and he gave it to me here. And ever since then, I've been smitten by computer science and computers. So it's fantastic to be back here and have a chance to talk about the very origin of our company and our future. For us, everything that we do starts with our mission. Our mission is to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. And when you think about empowerment, there is no better place to start than empowering the entrepreneurs, the developers. Because that's, in fact, at the very origin of our company. When Bill and Paul started Microsoft, the first product they built was the basic interpreter. And you know, since then, a lot of technologies have come and gone, but the core of our company is around building platforms for developers to be able to express their ingenuity to change lives of individuals as well as the outcomes for organizations. So that's what is exciting for us. So today I want to talk about what is that opportunity? Just like how in 1981, as a kid growing up, I had a chance to be smitten by the PC revolution. What is it that all of you as entrepreneurs and developers can do going forward? It starts with what I describe as this mobile first, cloud first world. We have a very specific point of view on what we mean by mobile first. It's not actually just about the mobility of a single device. It's much more than that. It is the mobility of the human experience across all the computing in our lives. Because if you think about it, 5 years from now, there is going to be more screens that you're going to be using. Small screens, large screens, sensors in rooms like this that can recognize you. And you really want all of the apps, all of your data to be mobile across all of the computing in your lives. And that is what the cloud enables. That core mobility comes because the cloud acts as the control plane. And even the cloud for us is not just a single destination. The cloud is a distributed platform. In fact, we think as much about our own hyperscale cloud, where we now have over 1 million machines, over 40 regions in the world, but we also have the edge of the cloud. That's the rich, ubiquitous computing and ambient intelligence fabric we think about when we think about the mobile first, cloud first. Within this world, we are building three rich platforms. The first platform we are creating is an intelligent cloud platform. One of the things that's super exciting to see is the kinds of applications that all of you are building. You're building new kinds of SaaS applications using microservices. You're building IoT applications where you're taking sensor data, processing them, making sense out of that data, and doing predictions and things like preventive maintenance. You're building, of course, mobile applications that all have cloud backends. You're also building web applications. So it's a rich set of patterns today. And in order to facilitate that application development effort, we have the most flexible and open cloud infrastructure. You can be a .NET developer or a Java developer. You can be a Windows developer. You can be a Linux developer. You can bring your favorite tool chain and frameworks to Azure, and they will be supported as first class. We want to meet you with whatever tools, whatever frameworks you have. We also focus a lot on productivity. That's at the core heritage of our company. If you think about Visual Studio, there isn't a better IDE than Visual Studio that drives productivity. Now, couple Visual Studio with something like TFS and Visual Studio Online, you have unprecedented productivity and continuous development. But it doesn't stop there. Even there, we open it up for all the other tool chains. We have first-class Git support. You can pull from GitHub. You can publish to GitHub. So the idea that you get the best tools so that you can then focus on the applications you're building is at the core of what we're doing with Azure. The last part is perhaps the most salient, which is about infusing your applications with intelligence. 5 years from now, when we look at the applications that you build in this generation, we will look back and say that the characteristic that is most germane to today's needs is going to be about intelligence, whether it be recognizing speech, whether it be computer vision so that you can recognize faces and emotions, whether it be natural language understanding. In fact, one of the Imagine Cup winners in Thailand that I was seeing, they're building an application that's going to teach Thai students English. And what they've done is really used our speech recognition and natural language APIs to build that application. That's the kind of application development that we see going forward. I also had a chance this morning to meet with entrepreneurs here who are building amazing applications and scaling them. The first one was a Semantic Touch, which I believe is one of the leading providers of e-commerce or storefront applications infrastructure for small and medium-sized businesses. And they're scaling their business and really having a huge impact. In fact, it's an omni-channel storefront that you can have where you can have your front, your store in Facebook, on the web, in mobile, and really have one backend. I also had a chance to meet the entrepreneur behind Oakbee. And it's fantastic to see that there is a local competitor to the Amazon Kindle that's got 85% share, that's got 10 million users. They're now growing across all of Southeast Asia. And the same entrepreneur went on to tell me that now they even has a startup that's going to take on Airbnb locally. So it's fantastic to see that. And then BuzzBees is another company that I had a chance to meet the entrepreneur who has really taken an approach of business to business to consumer and really digitized all of the information that's needed in order to create these loyalty programs, essentially a transactional backend for the entire digital economy of Thailand. And to see that high ambition right here, and now it doesn't stop here. This entrepreneur's ambition is to, of course, work with us and take what he's built to the rest of the ASEAN region, but not even stop there. What about other countries? He was pushing me about how Microsoft can help him, in fact, scale his business. That, to me, is what's possible today. World over, when I see that is what is changing in this mobile-first, cloud-first world, is the ambition level. The ambition level in every country, and I had a chance to see that amongst all the Thai entrepreneurs that I saw this morning, and it's fantastic. The next platform that we are building is our Office 365 platform. We want to reinvent productivity and business process using this transformation to the cloud. There are many large businesses in Thailand already using Office 365. It's got fantastic momentum, but now it's not just simply moving from Exchange servers to the cloud, or SharePoint servers to the cloud, or just moving from Link to Skype for Business. It's much more profound when you move to the cloud. The shift here is the entire data asset of any company, whether it be a small business or a large business, people, their relationships with other people, their relationships with projects, documents, schedules, all of that is exposed as a graph, as an API, so that other developers, I had a chance this morning again to meet an entrepreneur building a construction management SaaS application So you can imagine someone who's building a local construction management application will want to compose with Office 365 and its project capabilities, its scheduling capabilities. It's a very natural integration. And now that integration is so much easier to do because of the cloud tool chain and the fact that the entire data asset underneath Office 365 is exposed to you as developers to integrate with. We don't stop even there. What I'm so excited about is this next wave of innovation that's going to change computing. We call it conversations as a platform. If you think about the most ubiquitous interface we have between us humans, it's human language. What if we could teach all computing and all computers around us that very powerful interface, language? It changes everything. It brings, in fact, every user in every corner of the world to participate in computing without any barriers. Because still, people get confused between the sea of icons on your smartphones, between all of the web applications and their variety of menu structures. What if instead of you having to pick the app, open the app, learn to navigate the app, these apps came to you as you just simply spoke to computers? And to make all this possible, we have three actors. We have humans and their conversational canvases. When I say conversational canvases, it can be Skype, it can be Line, it can be Facebook, it can be any place where you're engaging in either spoken or written conversations. And right in those conversational canvases, you have two other actors. One is a special actor, which we refer to as these personal digital assistants. In our case, it's Cortana. Cortana is a personal digital assistant that knows you, knows about your organization, and knows the world. And it's able to broker your tasks with its knowledge. It's there to help you bring the right application and the right context to be able to get things to happen and make things happen. And then, of course, lastly, it's bots. We envision every business, just like how in the past you built websites, just like how you built mobile apps, you're going to build these bot interfaces. These bot interfaces are going to have conversational understanding. They're going to understand turn-by-turn dialogue with humans. So instead of you having menus that you program into your applications, you're going to teach your applications language so that they can respond to humans in the most natural of ways. This is the rich interaction model that conversations as a platform enables. And I wanted to roll a simple video to just give you a flavor for how this would look like. So let's roll the video.
We navigate a sea of apps, each with its own unique interface to help us accomplish simple tasks. But are they really making life less complex? What if you could simply pick up your device and start speaking to it? What if you could use the most powerful tool we as human beings use every day? Language. With Skype, Cortana, and the Microsoft Cloud, we're creating an intelligent canvas that's intuitive, whether you're tracking the delivery of a package, booking a room at your favorite hotel, scheduling an important customer meeting, or even ordering a pizza. From the moment we're born, we engage in conversations. And if human beings are truly hardwired for anything, it's the ability to interact with one another. So when we think about the next big thing in computing, we're actually betting on the very first thing in being human.
So we are very, very excited about what this may mean for all of you as developers. And we are engaged with many of the developers all over the world using the bot framework to build out these bots and integrate them into Skype and Line and Facebook and many other canvases. So we really envision a very open platform where you will have one bot, but that'll be available everywhere. The next platform I want to talk about is Windows 10. Our vision for Windows 10 is to build one unified platform from Internet of Things to HoloLens. It's this one developer API and runtime. It's one store, which already has 280 plus million active devices every day. And the ability for you as developers to build applications that reach them is a tremendous opportunity. Now, when I think about Windows 10, what is most exciting to me is new categories of computers that we are inventing. In fact, our entire history as an industry is punctuated by these category creation moments. I'm excited about what could happen with Windows 10 on a Raspberry Pi, what Windows 10 represents on a two-in-one with Surface, and many other OEMs who are now building. In fact, including Apple now has a two-in-one, which I'm glad we inspired them to build. And now I'm also excited about what we're doing with Surface Hub. Surface Hub is this communal computer in your conference room that allows multiple people to come together, collaborate, communicate, have Skype for Business sessions, annotate. It's a very rich way for people to be more productive and more collaborative. But perhaps more than anything else, the thing that I'm excited about is augmented reality and mixed reality. For the first time in our history, we have the ability to take the analog world that we see, essentially your field of view, and translate that into an infinite digital display. So that means you can, in the analog world, have digital artifacts. Think about how profound a shift that is, because up to now, we've been inventing computers that have had metaphors that have tried to copy something in the analog world into the digital world. We've been creating these mirror worlds. But for the first time now, you can take the digital world and bring it into the analog world. And not only that, you can also give it a sense of presence. You can be anywhere from everywhere. So you can be right where you want from anywhere. That ability to create a sense of presence and untethered mobility. So the combination of these three things, the mixed reality with holograms in your field of view, a sense of presence and untethered mobility will usher in a completely new medium that we think will be bigger than anything else that has come in computing before us. It's probably going to be the most natural medium of computing that we will come to know and get used to. But what's most exciting, though, for me is to see what you will do with this medium, what applications you will start building, what dreams will you dream of that we can use to inspire this medium and what it can mean in our lives and in our organizations. So let's roll a video to give you a flavor for the kinds of applications people are building. Thank you. I really love that tagline that we've been using to describe the holographic computing or mixed reality, which is when you change the way you see the world, you change the world you see. And that's what's going to be possible because of the ingenuity of all the developers and the applications that they'll build for this new computing paradigm. And I want to close by talking about what I started with, which is, it is our mission to partner with all of you as developers to empower every person and every organization to achieve more. And we want to do that starting right here in Thailand. And when you think about a platform company like us and the impact that we seek to have, it's not just about technology. It is about being able to have real impact in how people live, the outcomes of their lives, so that technology can be a tool, an instrument of greatness that they achieve. It's a means to an end and not an end to itself. And we've had a chance to work with many nonprofit organizations. In fact, one of the organizations that we've locally worked with, PDA, has helped us take computing to the remotest parts of Thailand. And in one school, in the Michaipatana school, we were able to not only get computer skills to be available, computers and computing skills to be available for students in this school, but it also helped Microsoft employees working in Thailand to be able to volunteer their time to teach computer science and computing skills, to teach English to the students in this region. In fact, it's not just a school, but it's also a community center where the local farmers were able to come get help so that they could advertise and get better prices and yield. And that type of activity is what gives us real meaning to the work we do and how technology can shape the lives of people that we touch. And so it's a real pleasure for me to be here right here in Thailand, talking to a developer audience, which was the first audience that we first learned how to talk to, and it's still core to our company. And hopefully you walk out of here with the enthusiasm for the platforms we are creating, but more importantly, with big dreams that you're going to realize on top of this platform and change not only life here in Thailand, but all over the world. Thank you so very, very much. Thank you.